Hello. We're here.
It's lethal.
It's lethal. It's lethal refresh. We're lethal as freak.
We are lethal as freak.
We're back. We didn't have an episode last week because we were in different places and it was midterm break. So we needed a bit of time off. I went to Seattle.
You did.
B was also in Seattle, but B's from Seattle. B will be joining us.
Everyone I know was in Seattle over reading break.
A lot of people went to Seattle. Or they passed through Seattle on the way to Oregon or something.
But I haven't crossed the border in years.
We need to go. We need to go somewhere.
I do. I really do.
We need to be refreshed.
I think also since our name is Lethal Refresh and we have like an old internet theme, I just watched a video essay on Frutiger Arrow. And I think maybe that should be our new theme.
Honestly, yeah, send it to me.
I think so. That maybe look out for that. We should make a promo. We'll make a promo eventually.
We'll have a promo. Maybe we'll have a special episode in a few months' time too. When I go to see Adrian Lenker in Seattle, it'll be a fun time. We can have an American episode or something like that.
Ooh. We've also been trying to get interviews. I don't know. Have we had any luck?
I need to get on that, but maybe by next week I'll have some exciting news for everyone. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, we've got lots of tracks to get through today, so I thought we should get started with Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah Hailu, who played here last week.
Just played the station.
The Cozy Corner, the little event we're having for Black History Month. Yeah, we had one a few days ago too on Friday.
What's our next one?
Our next one is Faye, I believe.
Okay.
On Friday.
What genre?
That is the last one. You know, I won't give it away.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't think they have much release music, so I'm just not going to give it away. But you should come regardless.
You should pull up. Doors at 7, event starts at 7:30.
Yep.
CITR Station, where we are broadcasting to you right now. Which also happens to be located on the ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. In the city that has been colonially labeled as Vancouver. We just had two of your other favorite refreshers join.
Who's this person?
The warding the mic that you have is kind of flaccid.
Looks plenty stiff to me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, team.
Hey. We were just talking about Seattle. Everyone escaped to Seattle.
Yes, it was an escape.
The escape.
The Great Escape.
I'm going to play two tracks, and then we can talk more about y'all, because y'all just arrived.
Hey.
But I'm going to play Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah Hailu, and Compared to What by the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble.
Ooh, and we just saw them.
El-Zabar, who we'll talk about in a little bit. We did. See you.
Expect anything other than my usual apathetic tone. I'm not a cop, I'm not a priest, but you confess it all to me. Who else knows? Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist, act real life that you believe in it. Just a step in your character. Was I just playing a role and you were taking me home? I took the day to cry for day. I told you I'm afraid to change you in a way. I pity the version of me who carved our name into that tree. I it pacifist. Act real alive, that you'll be living it. Just a step in a character development. Was I just playing a role and you were taking me home? Maybe I'm just a some kind of nut. Try and make it real compared to what. Values crash extortion on with more of need mortune. Trying to bring to mind old young King Tut. Oh, he did it now. Oh, try to make it real compared to what. Thank you.
President is not his wall. Folks don't know what the hell it's for. Nobody gives rhyme or reason. If anyone doubts, they call it treason. With chicken feathers, without one good. Try to make it real. Try to make it real. Compared to what? Slaughterhouse, killing hogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling long. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. Twisted children killing frogs. I hate that human lust that's thinking much. Can't use it. Try to make it real. Come on, baby. Try to make it real, y'all. Compared to what?
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music. Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
Hello. We're back.
Hello. Hi.
You just heard two songs. You heard Compared to What by the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble. And before that, you heard Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah. Hallelu. Hello. We saw, Danny and I went to see the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble at the Chan Center.
Yeah, and who was the other one that starts with like an S?
Shabaka Hutchins.
Yeah.
That was very good, too.
So, so good. And I love that at the end, he was like, Can I show you guys something else? And then he just like whipped out, like that was so good. It was such a fun performance.
If you follow Shabaka on Instagram, you'll see he just like has videos of him playing like random flutes.
Yeah, I followed him after, and he just I love people like that. They're just so passionate about music and instruments, And shout out Wind Instruments, shout out Shabaka, and the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble. It was so magical. And all of the, like, members of it, because he, like, I don't quite remember, but he shouted out, like, some of their, like, credentials and stuff that they've done. Like, the guy that was on sax, I don't remember what he said, but he was, like...
Oh, yeah, he won, like, a saxophone, like, magazine award or something. Something like
some,
that.
Some big thing. It was quite a big thing.
Front page of
Saxophone.
Saxophone Daily. Yeah.
Saxophone Weekly.
Made the exactly. Front page.
Front page.
It was so good. And the lead guy... who does the vocals, enchanting. That's like the one word I would use to describe him, is enchanting.
And the harp in the second.
The harp!
The harp.
Oh,
the harp,
my, how beautiful. Could I forget about the harp? It was beautiful.
They like
had
a
golden harp with the spotlight on it, and it was just
what
magical.
Kind of harp was it? Was it like a pedal harp, like a big harp? Or
no, it wasn't a pedal harp. Definitely.
I don't know harpage, but it looks like a cartoon, like angelic heavenly harp.
I
like
could
the
harp
giant
on for ages.
You did not.
I don't think we're going to be able to follow that pun. I think you should go to some more tracks.
Yeah, I might have to. We've got three tracks coming up. Some very special ones, too. AA Boutique for Your 180 Face by Saya Gray, who is Canadian and someone I discovered last year, thanks to my friend Sask. Shout out Sask.
Shout out Sask. Sask is awesome.
Yeah. And then we're going to play I'm a Man by Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. And this is a song. And
fun
I'm curious
fact,
to see how you feel about it.
Kim Gordon used to pose for Discorder magazine showing our merch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I showed you the picture. It was in like our like Discorder, one of the old issues, and it was Kim Gordon just like posed with the Discorder shirt, and it was like for merch selling purposes.
Damn.
Yeah, nice. It was really sick.
And then after that, we're going to have a Bombing Mission FF7 by TJ Felix, who just dropped a little EP called Songs Inspired by Final Fantasy 6 and 7.
I love
so,
that.
We're going to hear those three, and then we'll be back. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Caller, hello, caller.
Hello. You might need to dial again. I think we might have lost you.
Yes, we did have a caller momentarily.
604-822-2487.
I will answer.
We will answer.
Take my hand, jump on my back, 'cause I'm the man. Pass me a black napkin, please. Dropped out of college, don't have a degree, and I can't get a date. It's not my fault. I'm not bringing home the juice. I'm not bringing home the bacon. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy. So what if I like the big truck? So what if I like the big truck? Giddy up, giddy up. Don't call me toxic, just 'cause I like your butt. It's not my fault I was born, man. Come on, sweets. Take my hand, jump on my back, 'cause I'm the man. I'm not ideal, I'm a person. I won the war, but lost my way. But I can buy as much as anyone. I'd like to shave my beard just so, manicure my nails, put on a skirt. But at the end of the day, I lost my way. Don't make me have to hide or explain what I am inside. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy.
Hello, hello. We're back. We're back. You just heard three songs. You heard Bombing Mission FF7, Final Fantasy 7 by TJ Felix. Before that, you heard I'm a Man by Kim Gordon. And before that, you heard AA Bouquet for Your 180 Face by Saya Gray. I know Saya Gray is dropping an album soon. Same with Kim Gordon, too. I think it's coming out, like, in March or April. And I'm very excited for it. Like, really excited. Because, I don't know. You just don't expect someone who's 70 to, like...
Yeah,
I'd
be doing that.
I'm looking at her Wikipedia now, and I just saw that she debuted as a producer on Hole's debut album, Pretty on the Inside. I didn't know that she produced.
She produced Hole's debut album. She does a lot. But shout out to Kim Gordon. Yeah, her new record is called The Collective, and it'll be out soon. And TJ Felix, of course, very very fun track, Final Fantasy like soundtrack.
When I was a kid, my dad took me to Video Games Live. Have you ever heard of Video Games Live?
No, I haven't.
Basically, it is a concert tour that goes around the states and brings in local orchestras in each city to play music from a bunch of video games. And I was a total dork, so I was like really into it. And it was like it's one of those like concerts that's like it's with an orchestra, but it pretty much ends up just being a rock concert because there's like someone with an electric guitar that's like shredding over every track, and then also the entire orchestra. But I was like 9, so I thought it was sick, and this reminded me a little bit of that.
Did they do a Final Fantasy one?
I think they did Castlevania, Earthworm Jim, Portal. Wow. Bunch of stuff. Tetris.
Awesome. What was the audience like? The age.
I was probably one of the younger people in attendance. And you know, a lot of great, passionate Seattle, you know, video games media fans out in droves in like 2011. So, you know, peak like cargo short, Zelda shirt, you know, etc.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment, and this brought me back to that.
Well, we got lots of music up, including Foxtails, which I'm foaming at the mouth for.
Me too.
I love Foxtails. I only heard this song, I think, but they have like a 3-track EP out called
Oh
Home.
Yeah? That's sick. I've also only heard this song.
I really like foxes as a species.
Foxes?
So maybe I'll like
Let's
this.
Let's see what you think about their tails.
Let's see.
Let's see what you think. And then after that, we're going to play Contend by Bit Depth off Herdbound. Shout out to my friend Russell.
Shout out Russell.
Your project is good.
Yes.
So good, Will Toledo bought it on Bandcamp.
It's true. Goodbye.
Escape to put your mind at ease. Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
F7 Entertainment presents hardcore punk band Military Gun, performing cuts from their critically acclaimed album Life Under the Gun in Vancouver on Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater. Catch them in Vancouver before their upcoming performances at Bonnaroo and Coachella this year. Tickets on sale now at f7entertainment.com.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, we're back.
Welcome back.
We're very back. You just heard two very nice songs. You heard Contend by Bit Depth off Herdbound, and before that you heard Dissection by Foxtails. I love Foxtails.
I love Foxtails too.
What do you think about the tails of foxes, Danny?
Foxy.
Yeah.
I feel like Foxtails is like one of the bands I heard that like it was long, long before my introduction to any kind of screamo, emo, violence, whatever, violences and cores and all sorts of different things. But I feel like it lodged in my mind, and it was an important part of my genesis as a screamo fan.
The female vocals and like the strings too.
Yeah,
it's like actually like game changing when you're of any age.
Yeah,
but especially when you're younger.
Yeah, when you're young and sad very about various things. Yeah,
yeah. So we had those two songs, and we've got some more songs for you. I'm going to have to go in a little bit because I have, like, class and stuff. I have, like, school to do. I got things to attend to. But we're gonna play a few more tracks here. We're going to go with People in the Streets by MGMT. They've got a new record out. I haven't actually heard it yet, but it's called Loss of Life.
Took me forever to find a track off that album because they released like half of them as singles, so I kept on just adding songs from the new album and then finding out it was released in like November.
I don't like when people do that. There are like 10 tracks on here. I think like 4 or 5 of them were singles. Like I don't get the point. I don't get the point of it.
Put out an EP then.
Just release like two.
For any given release, like 2 singles, maybe 3.
Yeah,
if it's a really big release or something and you have 3 bangers. But do you have 3 bangers? Do you? Be real.
Do you
need more than 2 singles?
I wonder if this album came as an indirect or direct result of that tweet that was like, white people need to start doing acid and making music again, like MGMT or something. That was like a year or two ago that I saw that. So I like to think that they saw that and were like, we gotta get in the studio.
I wonder how much money MGMT has made from those like slowed reverb like Roman Empire edits of Little Dark Ages on YouTube, where it's and then all the boys in the comments are like, man, I wish I was alive in the Roman Empire so I could die in a war. I was born not in the wrong generation. Like, how much money off of royalties do you think MGMT has made?
I hope a lot. I hope a few stacks at least.
Yeah. We can only hope.
Stacks
we can
on
only
racks. Hope. What's next?
Yeah, we've got People in the Streets by MGMT up next. After that, we're going to hear There You Go by Jubb from Montreal.
Montreal.
Shout out to my friend Spencer, who knows Jubb in Montreal. They're cool. And then after that, we're going to hear Saturn by SZA, if we have enough time to get to it, because it's a very nice song. And there are...
Oh, did I add that one? Is that one
I think
of the...
I might have.
Oh, okay.
But there's like 5 versions of it. There's the normal one, there's the live one, there's sped up, there's a cappella, and there's instrumental. Just in case you weren't satiated enough.
Oh, I did that. I remember seeing that this morning. And I haven't heard it yet, but I was like, oh, a new SZA release.
Yeah. So enjoy these tracks, and someone will be back to say goodbye. But hope you enjoyed the show thus far, and see you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Showing you things that you can't unsee, and the sense of unknowing what anything happens to be. And just as the sun comes out again, something is blocking the light, but it's all right. Still glowing, telling the heart what it wants to hear. But what if it's only lies, twisted apart by fear? Well, that's when the brain waves.
know the refrain without hearing the sound. So you sing it again, cause you won't learn from the people in the streets. Wheels left the ground, hoping to fly past the road ahead. Start breaking down, and sooner or later you're dead. And just when the wool goes over the eyes, somebody moves you along, but it's all wrong. And someone complained that the fire was out, so they shut off the rain and let the flames return. Now they had to rename all the tricks in the book, and I'm starting to doubt what I once stood. And there's people in the streets, there's people in the streets, people in the streets, there's people in the streets. Join them, but I'm so